Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, Joe. Welcome on B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer right here.
Celebrating.
You are, actually. I was joking at the end of the show yesterday.
I wasn't going to say anything.
You are looking and sounding a lot better this morning.
Well, I learned something yesterday. You know, these are the things that I probably should have learned when I was younger. But, you know, now better than never, right? You don't take DayQuil for allergy symptoms. And I learned this yesterday. Jimmy Stelliano said something. So after the show, I went and took a Claritin, and yes, I'm feeling great, and now I know what to take. So, I was feeling, I don't know if you could tell, Brian, I was not feeling well yesterday.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. but I am on top of the world today, not only because I feel better, but the game that we all sat through, and you know what? I'm not feeling that tired this morning.
Ugh, what a game.
Yes.
That was sweet. All right, my top things I noticed during the game. Thing number one, Von Miller's haircut.
Oh, you noticed that?
What's going on? I mean, I jumped out of my chair before kickoff. All right, so let me paint you the picture. If you were maybe a little bit late or you tuned in right at kickoff, they're running out onto the field. Von Miller leading the Bills onto the field. And they follow him to the bench. Yes. And he turns around the bench, takes his hat off. And I was floored because I did not know that Von Miller was such a Ronaldo guy, as I am too. The original Ronaldo. Von Miller takes his hat off, and he's got like a shaved head, except for in the back, it's just a triangle of hair on the back of his head. And I was like, Bills by a million. We're going to win. Like, how can you? You can't. Ronaldo, 2002 World Cup, Brazil. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. It's the same thing just on the front of your head. You can't have that haircut and lose. You have that haircut, you're immediately going to put in a good performance.
So and he did.
He did. Two sacks. Joe, it's going to be the hottest haircut in Western New York.
I'm actually surprised that no one came to work with that haircut. I thought Lucas, he had a little extra time this morning. I thought maybe he'd come to work with that haircut.
The Bills play the night before Halloween. Guess what my hair is going to look like at the game.
There it is.
How many sacks does Von Miller have to get before I have to get the triangle haircut?
Oh, by a certain time, I'd say if he can repeat this performance on Monday night, I think you need to get that haircut.
If Von Miller gets 11 sacks by the end of the year,
all right,
I think I'm getting the triangle.
He's on pace for 11, for more than 11.
Playoff triangle.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, Halloween triangle, if he keeps it up.
I can't do that. I have a scar on my head, so I have an excuse.
You look cooler.
No, I would not.
I think you would.
We'll see. I'll do that. I'll burn the Packers certificate.
What would you do? Now, here's the question, because you could go the Ronaldo.
Yes.
And do the original Ronaldo triangle on the front of your head.
Right.
Which is, it's the reverse widow's peak. So flat in the front and then it triangles toward the back. Aerodynamic. That's why, you know, the shape of the hair hits you that way. Actually, it would be reverse aerodynamic.
I was going to say.
Or do you just do the Von Miller?
Well, I do the Von Miller. I'm doing this for the Bills.
The thing about the Von Miller is you look so cool with the triangle, but you can't see it in the mirror.
Right.
Because it's on the back of your head.
Right. You have to get the reverse mirror that they have at the
stylist. You can't tell if it looks good or not.
I mean, someone could take a picture for you.
Yeah, that's true. That's a lot of trust in your barber.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, so I put it on Twitter this morning. I'm like, how many sacks does Von Miller have to get before I have to get the triangle haircut? And somebody tweeted at me saying, I'm a barber. My wife and I have a shop in Cheektowaga. I'll do it for free. Let me know if you're serious. I'll hook you up, dude. And I put it out. I'm like, you know, no offense to you or any other barbers. I respect them great. I can't do that, even though I have the clippers. I used to give all my friends haircuts. I feel like that's something. I give my wife a pair of clippers. I don't know if she'd say, yes, I'm going to put a triangle in the back of your head. But I feel like she could do it.
You think so?
Like, it's not like layers or fading hair or doing something, you know, to look a certain way. It's take off all my hair except for a triangle. You know a triangle? One of the first shapes you learned? Triangle in the back of the head. I feel like anyone can do that.
Yeah, I don't. I would tell anyone to not trust me with that.
You unless, could do it.
No, unless you have a triangle cookie cutter that I can use.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah, okay, then we're fine.
Barbara said, on the back of the head, the angle might be tricky unless you have help.
Yeah, you just got to go see Von Miller's barber. That's all.
I want the legit triangle.
Yeah.
So that was my big takeaway from the game is a triangle of hair. No, it was great. He played amazing. The Bills played amazing. I mean, it's just crazy to be able to watch this game.
As you said yesterday, people are going to overreact to the game, and I'm glad that we are reacting to a win. I said this off the air. I listened to the LA post game. Well, a little bit of it. I did have to eventually go to sleep. And the way they were talking, you thought you might have been listening to the Bills postgame. I mean, they were talking about how great the Bills looked, how the Rams have so much to work on. And the guy said this, and he honestly said this. I'm quoting him. Well, Rams fans, you know, if you want to take a positive, we lost to the best team in the NFL.
Wow.
That's what they said.
Yeah, well, they don't really have fans there in L.A. They're fair weather.
Two teams, one stadium, no fans.
Yeah. I mean, that's – they don't really care.
And by the way, for the Bills fans, if you're listening on the Odyssey app in LA this morning, great job.
Bravo.
Being able to hear you on TV. Chris Collinsworth even said something about the Bills fans last night. So great job, Bills Mafia, out there in LA.
Said a few times.
Yeah.
They were making noise.
Yes, they sure were.
Speaking of Bills fans, you know, we had the Peach Festival in here, Dean Beltrano, and they were talking about their events Saturday. Is Terry Buchwald the second most famous Elvis in Western New York?
Yes. We all know who the first one is.
I think Bill's Elvis. Was Bill's Elvis always more famous? I don't think so.
No.
I think like it's only within the past 3 years that, even though Bill's Elvis has been around for a long time, I think it's only within the last like 5 years or so that he's unseated Terry Buchwald as Western New York's favorite Elvis.
I would say it's when CBS found him and shows him every game, at least once every game.
He's everywhere. He threw a nice big fundraising tailgate event last night.
He was at Wingfest. He's a fan of the show.
He's on commercials.
We had him on the show.
I mean, I think by far and away right now,
Bill's Elvis.
Bill's Elvis is number one. I just want to know when that switch took place. Because it was not always, growing up, Terry Buchwald was Elvis.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, Terry Buchwald was everywhere. Yeah.
But somewhere, I think it's like maybe 5 years ago or so. Maybe it's when the Bills started being good.
When the Bills drafted Josh Allen in 2018, Bills Elvis.
Bills Elvis was always there. He's right, a strong number two. He is the unquestioned top dog right now in terms of Western New York Elvises.
And
I don't know how deep that list is.
Not only in Buffalo, I think he's also the top Elvis in Wyoming because he throws a huge tailgate for they bring a whole bunch of fans to a Cowboys game in Wyoming.
Terry Buchwald doesn't have Wyoming.
No. I'm just saying.
It was brought up this morning, and we're in a good mood here on WBEN. So, all right, first thing I noticed, triangle haircut. Awesome. Love it.
And that was before the ball even kicked off.
Yeah, probably going to do it myself. Second thing I noticed.
Waiting to see that.
We're going to do it. So we'll have to do it on the air.
Yeah.
What is there going to be better radio than listening to somebody get a haircut that you won't be able to see because it's a radio?
Well, yeah, Facebook Live.
I know, but yeah, still, of course. Like, you know, focus on the airwaves first. Just that for like 20 straight minutes.
They're now cutting the front of...
yeah, it's a pointy triangle. No, but that's going to be me by the end of the year for sure. The number two thing I noticed was, okay, so they're warming up. We were talking about wondering how hot, you know, we were talking about how hot it is in LA the fans out there. How hot is it actually in the stadium? You know, brand new, beautiful stadium. Even now, I mean, the stadium's been around for 3 years. They had the Super Bowl there. Yeah, still pregame, they're like gushing over it. And of course, everyone from Buffalo who's there, it's like, oh, wow. You know, they haven't seen it before because they haven't been out in LA yet. Oh, beautiful stadium, a complex, like incredible. It's just
no paint chipping.
Yeah, it's like amazing, and it does look super impressive from the outside.
Very impressive.
It does not look like a football stadium.
No,
it looks like something else entirely.
They built that pond in front of it. That looks great.
So they have this beautiful new $5 billion stadium, and I'm watching the Bills warm up, and there's Von Miller and Stephon Diggs, and they are sweating. And they're sweating. And then at the beginning of the game, I think it was right before kickoff, I'm listening to the announcers, and they're talking about how hot it is.
Yeah.
Even on the field and in the stadium.
They were talking, yeah, how hot it is on the field.
How do you have a $5 billion stadium that's not air-conditioned?
Yeah, I wouldn't flip the bill for that.
You
can't fit the air
conditioning? $3 million of air conditioning? Like, what's...
For the whole building?
I don't know.
Yeah,
they're expensive, but
you already going to spend the money. You should put the AC in. That seems to me in Los Angeles that's a problem.
Is that like a home field advantage thing? Like how everyone wants the Bills. Everyone, you know, the people who say outdoor stadium for the Bills. It's for the weather advantage. It's your home. Is the heat the LA's version of that?
It wasn't last night.
If it was, it didn't work. But $5 billion stadium.
I was really surprised to hear that it was so hot on the field. Like, I didn't expect that on a brand new indoor stadium.
With a roof.
With a roof, yeah.
Like,
also,
what's the point?
Home to the NFL studios. I'm sure they have AC there.
There's got to be some air-conditioned areas. It can't be 90 degrees throughout the whole thing. Yeah, but, why are they sweating on the field just walking around?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the advantage?
I didn't get that. So, you got to look at... Because they were showing the stadium a lot, what the quote-unquote state-of-the-art, best new stadium looks like.
Right.
So what does that make you think about us? I think that's a good question to ask on the heels of looking at that. That SoFi Stadium, everyone's talking about it, big, beautiful, yada, yada, yada. Is that what you're picturing in your head when you think about the new Bills? And I'm not talking about how it looks from the outside, you know, like the beautiful curves and slope and everything. I'm not talking about the roof or even really that big
Jumbotron
ring that they have in the middle of it, but just kind of the style of the state. You saw the pictures of all your friends who were at the game. You might have talked to them about what their seat is like. What did you think about that? Now, I looked at that stadium and I noticed, Joe, it looked a little different to where everyone was kind of comfortable. And you picture the Bills Stadium. There's a lower bowl and there's two upper decks.
Yep.
And that's very old school now. Lambeau Field is just one big bowl. Like Arrowhead, it's a bowl and a couple of upper decks. A lot of these older stadiums are built like this. This, all the way around, it has about five or six different seating levels, tiered, with all these big LED strips going around the area. What did you think about that?
I looked at that, and if you're asking me what does that make me think of the new Bills Stadium, I think the new Bills Stadium, and I hope this makes sense what I'm trying to say, will be more simplified than what we saw at SoFi when it comes to seating. I do believe that we will keep the stadium more simplified. I know that's the new style. But I'm expecting something more simplified. I could be proven wrong, probably will be. But that was my thought when they were panning around, especially earlier in the game when it was just the TV crew and not many people in the stadium. That's what I was thinking.
So I don't think the Bills are going for a design like that, based off of everything that we've heard, everything that's been reported, everything the Bills have said about the design, which hasn't been much, but they have talked about kind of being on top of the action.
Yes.
And it seems like they're going for a little bit more of that old school feel than what you saw in LA last night. LA, multiple tiers, you got all these neon strips flying around. Honestly, I don't know how you pay attention to the football game and all that stuff. Like, I don't know, but every
time... Do you need all that stuff?
Every time someone mentions the arena and like, oh, they need a new Jumbotron, I'm like, well, you know, fix the screen up, but like, why do you need a bigger screen? Like, I'm here to watch the game on the ice. Like, I'm not going to be able to... If I'm sitting in the 300s, I'm not going to be able to pay attention to the ice because I have this like eyeball magnet that spans like blue line to blue line staring me in the face. Like, that's not what I come for.
Right.
I looked at the pictures people were taking from inside the stadium last night. Like, you got whizzing lights. You got this huge like ribbon Jumbotron thing hanging from the roof. And I'm like, how does anybody pay attention to the game?
Yeah, I care about the action on the field. Can I see that? I'm happy.
Yeah, like that's what so everything we've heard about the Bills is less of what that was, which was tiered. The seats are kind of like, you feel far away.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
The higher up you get, like your actual distance to one of the touch lines on the field seems to be much further.
Right, yes.
When the Bills talk, they kind of talk about straight down, like steep almost. I like that better.
Same here. Yes.
To me, it seems very dangerous. In the UK, where they're in mourning, they have they call it safe standing. At some of the state, they're just allowing it now, where they put rails. Like, all the stadiums have to have seats. They used to just have terraces. You just stand there.
Nice.
Like, old school. But then, you know, tragedy happens. Like, people, you know.
Not nice.
Get stampeded and trapped and everything, but they call it safe standing, where it's that you have a little seat there, you have to have a seat, but there's a rail in each level or each row of seating, so that everyone stands up during the game. When something happens, everyone's going crazy, high five, like everything. You're not falling forward.
Oh, the rails to protect you. Okay,
so then it can be steeper because you have this rail there to prevent you from falling on top of whoever's in front of you.
That's what you want to see at the Bills?
Ideally, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome. I don't expect that to happen.
Yeah, right.
Because that is a very, to put rails like that, it's a very foreign concept, I think, around here.
It would be an upgrade if they just had a railing to walk up the stairs in the 300 level.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think about that every time I'm carrying, you know, two drinks or something all the way up to the 300s, already had, you know, 10, and you're trying to maneuver. I'm like, how? I can't believe we do this every weekend.
Right.
You know, you're looking around like, look, I am an athlete. Put me down the field, climbing up these steps. I like the steep. It creates this like, it's like a wall of fans, and with that, a wall of sound.
Yes.
That you can get. I don't know how steep you can get while still talking about like modern comforts, but you know me, Joe. I'm not about modern comforts.
No, I'm about the best seats in the house.
Yeah.
Make every seat the best seat in the house.
I like, I don't mind dirty.
No.
As long as it's structurally sound.
That's, you know, that's what I love about Highmark Stadium. There is not a bad seat at Highmark Stadium. I've been to some stadiums where, you know, what you think would be a decent seat is awful. And I have not found a bad seat at Highmark Stadium.
Structurally sound in like an actual way, not in the like Great Northern Grain Elevator way. That's what I mean. You know, like it's
I know
half
what you mean.
It isn't going to blow off in a windstorm. But no, I think a lot of people looking at the new stadium wondering what's going to be in store for the Bills. I mentioned the UK. They're in mourning.
Yes, they are.
We talked about the Queen during her Jubilee, which was only a few months ago.
Right.
Celebrating 70 years on the throne. And I had mentioned how I love the Queen. More the idea of it, of how they have this person that's above politics. A figurehead that everyone can rally behind, everyone respects, and isn't caught up in like this day-to-day back and forth. You know, in the UK, the politics are no different than us here.
No.
People disagree with each other. They got two sides going at it.
They got more than two sides, and they yell at each other.
Oh, yeah, and in funny accents, yeah. Too. Wearing wigs.
I think I'd like to see Congress more like Parliament when they're just the back and forth. It's so much fun to watch.
Slap a wig on?
I mean...
And a gown? talking in an accent?
We can get rid of the wig and the gown.
C-SPAN ratings would go through the roof.
Really? They would.
But they have, you know, I was jealous of having this figurehead that, you know.
A uniter.
Yes, this person who is above the political back and forth fray, who you can count on in times of crisis, when an important message needs to be sent out. Here is a person who everyone is going to listen to, and not just half the country, and then the other half is, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, you know, whatever. I love that they have that.
Yes.
Josh Allen is our queen.
I agree. You said this to me earlier. I agree that Josh Allen is, right now, you could send Josh Allen anywhere on behalf of Buffalo, and not one person in Western New York would say, oh, I don't want Josh Allen representing Buffalo. I mean, he represents Western New York.
They're going to have, the reason they're in mourning is they're going to have a hard time replacing the queen. Spent 70 years getting that rep.
I mean, technically they replaced her, but I know what you mean.
It's not going to have the same feel.
Right, yes.
And I was thinking, like, who would be that person? We were talking with Rick Klein earlier this morning. Like, who would be that person? It's tough to find that person. And, like, your mind immediately goes to politics. And, you know, a past president? Not really. Like, even Jimmy Carter. Like, if someone out there wants to make fun of Jimmy Carter for some reason, like, you know, lay off of the guy. He's getting a simple farmer. But who is that person on a national level? I have no problem answering who that person is in Western New York. Josh Allen is Western New York's queen, because I don't care who you are politically, what banner you fall under. He is one guy that everyone gets behind. Everyone roots for. He stays above the political fray.
Yes.
And if I had an important message to give, or wanted somebody to rally the city, or more than the city, the community, in some sort of time of crisis, that is the guy, especially after last night,
yes,
that is the guy that I would want delivering that message.
I agree. He's the one everyone listens to.
Who's the nation's queen?
I'm going to need a break to think about that.
B-Maz and Beamer, 803-0930 to join us. We'll be back after the news on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B-Maz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right, we are back. B-Maz and Beamer here on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out with us here until about 10 o'clock or so. 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN. Still buzzing after a big Bills win yesterday and talking about a lot of things. You know, what we noticed during the game, number one, Von Miller's haircut. First thing I noticed, awesome. And
that's right.
That's barbers across Western New York, get ready. I'm telling you, before the playoffs, maybe it's before Sunday night against Green Bay, right before Halloween, some triangle on the back of the head. It's coming.
Someone's asking today. There will be a barber in Western New York
today.
asked about it today.
I've been asking
That's
today.
That's true.
I'm ready. My hair, though, is like a little, it's graying too much. It like blends in. It doesn't stand out for, you know, to really give it that pop. But, you know, we'll figure something out. The new stadium, what did you think about the stadium? Do you want the new Bills stadium to look anything like that? I couldn't believe you got a $5 billion stadium and everyone was sweating on the sidelines. You can't figure out a way to jam a couple air conditioners in there.
For sure.
Although maybe, you know, all week long California was on this, you know, conserve energy. We'll be pretty hypocritical to tell everyone all week long, hey, please don't use your AC as much. Turn off the lights because we got a game to play in LA that's going to use 50,000 air conditioners and a million LED bulbs. Might be a little tough to pull that one off.
Yeah, make that sell, yeah.
But also, the queen is dead. Happened yesterday, Britain in mourning. And I was thinking about, we talked about the queen during her platinum jubilee a couple months ago. And I was saying, I'm jealous of Britain in some ways for having the queen. For having the queen as the queen has been over the last, I don't know, let's say in my lifetime. You know, I can't really speak for before my lifetime, but in my lifetime. For having that type of figure in the UK, because we have lost that type of figure. The president used to be that type of figure. Really? I mean, it's how it was. The president was, even if you did not vote for the president, you didn't agree with politics and policy, generally somebody who was respected.
Okay, yeah.
For, you know, much of American history. It's not that way anymore. I mean, it's half the country is in. I really wonder, you look at the next election cycle, the one after that, the one, you could put in somebody who fits the mold of like an old school president. I still think it's going to be a very hard.
Because the climate's changed.
Yes. Yeah. To get everybody to rally behind one person like they did 50 years ago or something like that. I still, half of America is going to, you know, they're foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
Ready to hate you no matter what you do or who you are in that seat. It makes me jealous of Britain for having the queen, for what she was able to do in my lifetime. To have that person, that figurehead, that when you need a message to get across to the people in important times, in times of crisis, somebody that the nation can rally behind. You looked at that Platinum Jubilee. Everyone was in the street waving their Union Jacks in the air, celebrating their country all together. Those people didn't agree on politics. They probably voted for different members of parliament, but they're all together for the queen.
Yep.
I kind of wish we had something like that.
A uniting force.
It's hard to see that. If we were to elect separately as a nation.
Well, that's the problem.
A queen.
That's the problem. You don't elect.
I think that plays into
Yeah, exactly.
That is true.
In this climate, if you ever have two people going after anything, Brian.
That's part of the queen. She's not vying for votes.
Exactly. Yes.
If there was to be a queen appointed.
Yes.
I think the answer is easy in Western New York. It's Josh Allen.
Not one person has said we were wrong.
It's painfully obvious to me. He is the one. If I had an important message to get across, I wanted everyone to listen, and I wanted somebody that everybody seems to like. That's the guy who I'm having deliver the message.
Josh Allen, primetime address? Yes.
Absolutely. Nationally, who's the queen? Who would fit that bill?
It's a tough one.
I've always leaned on The Rock.
Yes, you have.
I just kind of think that is. There's a reason why people don't joke about it. They're always like these columns out there every 4 years. Will The Rock run for president? There was like, I remember a couple years ago, there was this big People magazine spread. The Rock, you know, was he actually thinking about running for president? And he like didn't deny it in the.
No.
He's making millions of dollars as a movie star. I would start to question his judgment if he gave that up to be the president. But there's a reason why that happens, and that's because he's well-liked by just about everybody. He's got a great personality.
Yes.
A warm and inviting personality. And, I mean, what... Nowadays, you're going to dig up something from, like, WWF 1998, and it's not going to look that good on tape. But, generally speaking, now, like, he's the one guy I kind of think of that of fitting that mold.
Yeah.
He's the nation's queen.
I think so. I mean, I've never seen The Rock go anywhere and get booed. I mean, maybe in the 90s in WWF. So
let me tell you a little man called Stone Cold Steve Austin, Joe.
All right. But, you know, I mean... The Rock seems to be, everyone likes The Rock. Everyone was, in the Super Bowl, he gave that speech. People tweeted about it. Last night, people were talking about it. I don't know. I mean, he would be someone that, if he talks, I believe people will listen. More people would listen than would listen to a politician that, as Brian said, you have half the country just completely discounting what a politician says because of the political climate.
And, you know, this isn't a statement on the monarchy, which is a long, complicated history. But again, in my lifetime, that role of the queen, what it has been, I think is just, it's great. It's great for a country to have when the political climate is more heated than ever, to still have somebody who's above the fray like that. On our text board, 803-0930, if you want to weigh in. Who's the queen? 803-0930. Somebody said if there was to be somebody, it would have been Betty White. You don't have to look like the queen.
Oh, okay.
It's not a bad, right? It's not a bad idea there that she, you know, well-liked person.
Betty White was very well liked.
Who has anything bad to say about?
Nothing.
I couldn't think of anyone who spoke ill of Betty White. I mean, maybe she fits up there. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? I mean, now, she's not around anymore.
Right, right. We're talking past tense.
Your problem.
Yeah.
But she was one of those people, the universally beloved. Like, who are these people who are universally beloved? It's very tough to find.
I was going to say. You would think this is something we could just start rattling off names. It's not as easy. Given the climate, and just people that genuinely everyone likes. I'm trying to come up with a list here.
Michael Jordan,
yes,
kind of fits that. Everyone likes them except for people who played against him or with him.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're an NBA player in the '90s, this does not apply to you. But right. Like for everybody else who was watching. He might kind of fit that mold.
Right.
And he's somebody who's kind of stayed out even during his playing days. You watch that Jordan documentary. Purposefully, he wants to stay out of.
Yes.
What was the line? Republicans buy sneakers
yep.
too? I mean, he wants to stay out of that political fray, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the problem, again, Brian, as you're bringing up, so many people don't want to do that anymore. Like, it seems anyone that has a platform wants to jump into politics either way, wants to jump into politics. And again, then you get into the part where half the country will just not even listen to you.
David Bellavia texted me, Will Smith. And you know what? He almost had it.
He did.
He was right there. Do you think the Queen ever slapped anybody?
Well, if she did, not on international television.
She keeps it in house. If that were to ever, he was close though. He was like one of those guys, right?
He was
loved by everybody.
Yeah,
warm, inviting, welcoming person. Somebody who's always got a smile on my face.
Yeah,
or on their face. I said my because I'm just thinking as I'm saying that.
You think
I am immediately disqualified?
Okay. What about Chris Rock? I feel like he's very well liked.
You can't be you can't have the Chris Rock material in your, you know what I mean? Like, you have to stay, in some ways, away from controversy. Like, that's the Rock's thing, is somebody is going to point to in the past. Like, the World Wildlife Fund would have a problem with the Rock or anybody from the WWF.
Oh, yes.
Being.
They took their name.
The Queen.
Yeah.
Of the country. Someone saying Morgan Freeman. I was having this discussion. This is why I was thinking about this. Because this discussion that we had, Joe, months ago came up again. I was sitting there with a friend. He's like, you know, Queen, you know. Blah. And I said, you know what? I used to be you. But let me tell you about the Queen. And I went through the whole thing. And he said Morgan Freeman. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, he's got the voice.
Yeah.
He's got a voice that commands respect. And when I think of Morgan Freeman as a person, calm demeanor.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
He has a calming presence. Like, Morgan Freeman appears on the screen, and I'm just like, huh. You're kind of put at ease just a little bit.
Morgan Freeman also played God.
Like, multiple times?
Or I want to say
Bruce Almighty?
I thought he played multiple times. But
he seems like the voice, right?
Lucas Buckley on the other side of the glass says Adam Sandler. Very well liked.
But you know what? You go back like 10 years ago, he wasn't.
Okay.
Think of how many people complained about, like, every Adam Sandler movie would come out and every film critic would come out and be like, "Wow, this isn't funny. Oh, how lowbrow of him to, you know, he's doing like Mrs. Doubtfire again. You know, remember that movie?" Like, all these things. I feel like there is a segment that kind of looks at Adam Sandler as being too childish for
possibly
being the queen, which king, queen, the queen. Let's face it, the new king of England is not going to have the same level of respect as the queen.
No, that's one of the first things I thought.
They should have skipped and went right to one of the kids.
I think William is more is
no,
better.
No, not William.
Oh, William's kids. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you want
like
to see.
An 11-year-old, you need to go right from 96 years old to 11 years old. Skip two generations.
Right.
I know it's unheard of, but I mean, come on, it's been 70 years. You can write your own rules again.
Yeah.
Go right to the kids that don't have people having a reason to dislike them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The kids, they've been in the public eye, but they're not given interviews. Like, there's no reason to have them grow up, teach them how to, you know, act like the queen.
So you think now the standard should be someone that's going to be able to serve for 70 years?
Not necessarily. I need somebody who's going to act like the queen, which to me means you have to almost start fresh and
grow into the role?
Yeah, you have to have somebody that people don't have an opinion about. Automatically. Like,
right.
That's kind of the problem with Adam Sandler. Likeable to the extreme, but people really have an opinion about him. I guess The Rock might fall into that a little bit. His personality just jumps off the page.
Yep.
Tom Hanks. Somebody texting Tom Hanks in. Give me a strong opinion on Tom Hanks, other than good actor.
Yeah, good actor.
But you know, other than that, you can't. So no. He might be perfect.
Right,
good actor, knows how to talk to people, has a calming presence.
Yeah,
I like him. And Jennifer Aniston was another one that comes. You know,
yeah.
What did Jennifer Aniston ever do to make anybody mad?
That's true. Well liked. Does it have to be someone from Hollywood? Are we saying that it can't be Washington? It's got to be Hollywood.
It could be a farmer from the middle of Iowa, but Joe, I don't know their names.
Yeah, yeah.
So
right?
You know what I mean? Like it could be anybody, but yeah, to be able to talk about it here. You need to be able to have somebody that people are going
to
recognize.
You got to put a name to it, yes.
Joe from Wisconsin, tougher to talk about on the radio.
That's true. Who's like a national sports figure that the country might rally around?
I mean, I think you have it there. You had like Muhammad Ali was.
Yes.
For, but, you know, even you have those people who are, you know, I don't know what you do with sport. It's tough because everyone's...
Because, you know, I'm not a Yankees fan, but I think Derek Jeter was very well-liked, even by non-Yankee fans.
I don't know if he is.
I mean, I do not like... As a Mets fan, I do not like Derek... I do not like the Yankees, but Derek Jeter I never hated. You know what I mean?
Respected, yes. Liked, I don't know.
Okay. Might be going too far.
Yeah. And I do... It's the thing they say about the Queen is she was beloved. Not
right.
Just liked. Beloved. I mean, try and find a beloved person
who's
not a member of your own family.
Are we to a point in America where no one's beloved?
We don't have any queens anymore?
Is that what we're figuring out?
It's tough to think of. Morgan Freeman, Tom Hanks, I think you're getting close. In terms of national figures, everyone seems to have an opinion on everything, right? I mean, that's...
How about the guy you saw a week ago? Bill Burr, he's liked by everyone.
He certainly is not. But I I'm just jealous of
would have been a good king, a good queen, but King was very well liked. The late Robin Williams, I think he would have fit that role very well.
Yeah, he was definitely very well liked.
Yeah,
I think a little too. He doesn't have a calming presence. That's
not a calming presence.
He's very out there. Given that his speech runs a million miles an hour.
But everyone loved Robin Williams.
Refreshing. Everyone did love Robin Williams. I mentioned Josh Allen. Josh Allen could be Western New York, but like, you can't take Josh Allen somewhere else and expect people to like him. You know, Wyoming, sure, but I read the comments. It's hilarious. You read comments from other fan bases online, and Josh Allen, can't stand Josh Allen. It's like what people Crosby and Chara in the NHL, Brady is not like Josh Allen. Think of all the things we always said about Brady.
Yeah.
You pick any little thing about Brady.
That guy's on a Buffalo team now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's exactly what we were saying about Brady is what everyone else is saying about Josh Allen.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It is great. But like, that's why he can be the figurehead of Western New York, but once you get outside there,
yeah,
everyone else dislikes him.
But I love that. Finally, that guy is on a Buffalo team.
Oh, yeah, it's great to think about. That is awesome to think about.
It really is.
He was, man, I could do without the, for the first time. Yes, I used to love, even after he got hurt in Tampa near the end of last year, the week later, I'm like, run the ball with Josh. I'm like, let him go, lower the shoulder, get after it. Last night was the first time where I'm like,
what are we doing?
Let's slow down here.
Yeah.
Like, the game's in the bag, hand off the ball.
Probably thinking, though, hand off the ball.
A couple times that didn't work out. But, right, it was the first time where, because I love that about Josh Allen, like he's a gamer. Like he goes out there and he's just going to lower the shoulder. Having that attitude as a quarterback, it really fits.
His rushing touchdown?
Buffalo. Yeah, like that. Thanksgiving against Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, going for it on fourth down and giving it the extra, like to get across there. He talked about after the game, he said, you know, it's showing my teammates what I'm willing to do to win and like hoping that everyone else is going to give that same effort. I love it. Last night was the first time where I'm watching him run around and I'm going,
you want the breaks.
Yeah. Can we slow this down for just like a week or so?
Yeah, I agree. I was having the same, especially in the fourth quarter. Someone texted in, what songs did Ozzy do? Well, we don't know because the advertised halftime show apparently was only for the people in attendance.
Yeah. Well, they showed 10 seconds, I saw.
Yeah.
Do you really want to see Ozzy Osbourne in 2022?
I mean, I was feeling good. I mean, not as good at halftime because they tied the game. But I was, you know, I was happy. I was excited. I was like, I'm ready for a few Ozzy songs. Nothing. Crickets.
I
thought maybe Post Malone would come out and do that song they did together. I thought we were going to get a show.
Like the full Super Bowl halftime show?
Yeah.
No.
We had to see the guy before the game. They kept on going back to him, but nothing
Thursday.
From Ozzy.
If kickoff was 2 hours earlier, we would have allowed it.
Nothing from Ozzy, but we saw, I don't know what the name of the person before the game, but they kept on showing like full songs from him, nothing from Ozzy. Just a little upset, that's all.
Someone said Dolly Parton, beloved. Yeah. Did the Queen have her own amusement park?
No. I mean, Dolly Parton's already one up there.
Yeah. You got it. And there's one.
Dolly Parton's a good one. I didn't think of Dolly Parton.
And it's tough because people's tastes in music are so varied.
Yeah.
It's tough in music to rise to that level. She did it.
She did, yeah.
So, I don't know. There you go. Well, tough news about the Queen.
God bless the Queen.
There you go. I have to say, Joe, have you noticed lately the price of goods and services it's crazy.
Yeah.
I was trying to get I forgot to mention this. It's too late now, but I'm gonna do it. I went to get my son's been talking about Billy Buffalo for forever.
Yes.
So I'm like, all right, you know what? He's asking about the game. Is Billy Buffalo gonna be at the game? You know? So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll go out and get him a Billy Buffalo. So I found where you can buy Billy Buffalo. I found the store. I went after work. I'm like, all right, I'm going to swing by fast the store. So when I pick him up from daycare, here's Billy Buffalo. And I saw, and I knew it was like $30. I have a picture of this Billy Buffalo. Joe, it's smaller than my hand.
$30?
It's a $30 Billy Buffalo. The thing, my hand is bigger. And I'm not palming a basketball.
Right,
like,
no.
$30 for like the little.
Oh, man.
I was expecting, you know.
Yeah, a good sized Billy Buffalo.
A foot tall.
Yeah.
Billy Buffalo for that price.
$30.
So I didn't. I
think that's a good no purchase.
Yeah. I just had to say, all right, turn around. And but that was I don't often get floored by prices because we talk about it here every day. That one was like, I laughed out loud when I looked at the price tag.
Well, Brian, hope you have a good weekend. Hope everyone has a good weekend out there. Remember, no hard line this Sunday, but I'll make it up to you next week, I promise. Go Hokies. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday on WBEN.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.